Well, hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. April 8th is coming up, and we have the crazy weather and signs, right? Boy, when I made that up, I mean, you could put that out every week, right? Crazy weather and signs. And we have the Devil Comet approaching with this April 8th eclipse, amongst other things I'm going to show. Yeah, this was last observed in 1954, about three times the size of Mount Everest. That's pretty big. It looks like it has horns. I believe this is like icy horns. It's really unbelievable. You know, it kind of reminds me of, I didn't put it in here. I was going to, but I don't want to confuse people, because the planetary X system has the Nibiru, aka Herculubus, which has this, same type of thing. It looks like wings or horns. It's amazing. Okay. And we've seen that. I'm going to put that in. I have that in other, videos, so you should, if you haven't gone into those links that I put in about, in my playlists on YouTube with the Planetary X system, because there's other things, information in there. I mean, there is, so many things that has to do, like we know people talk about all of the modified weather, which is true, but they modify it, and the chemtrailing is to cover up a lot of this, what's going on with the system. I mean, the weather modification is to control things as well. There's other reasons for that as well. But, this is the big thing, right, for April 8th. Far as people going out there with the glass, I don't know, the thing is, with all the chemtrailing, think about this going on, and, people go out there with the glasses, and first of all, I don't know if I'd be going to another state to go look at this, but with what's going on, but we've got, far as, looking at that too, and we know they give you the glasses, but the thing is, with the way they've been chemtrailing, so I wouldn't trust that. I really wouldn't, but, to each his own. And I just want to throw this in. Now, this woman I have in my links, I've had in for years with the Bible codes, okay? But, she put in, I just wanted to give her, because she had put this in, and many other people, but, it's always a good reminder to go watch the video that she did on this. It's really good. Amongst many others, but what's going through, I'm sure you've heard about it, through Nineveh, all of these places, right, 1 through 8, Nineveh, right, all these different cities throughout the United States. I mean, really, you can't, when you think about, all the people that don't have faith in God, right? Okay, let's just say this, do you think this is a clue here? I mean, think about, there's no way that this can happen, that it's beyond our comprehension, okay? From probably before the earth was even, we just don't know, okay? But all the names here, and, in case you don't know, because not everybody's familiar, with Nineveh, that was going to, God was going to destroy, but they repented and they were spared. But, I don't know what's going on, right? I don't know if we see too many of that now. But these are like warning signs. I mean, you it makes you wonder how, you tell some people and they just look at you like, not, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know, that's another thing to go study about, just that, with the Nineveh, okay? But that there's no way, there's no way that this can happen. Okay. There's, nobody knows what exactly is going to be going on. I mean, don't you think it's kind of weird how they're like telling people to stock up, and they're like, what's that all about? also with that name, I wanted to just put, it also is going through, Babylon, New York. Babylon. Yeah. Okay. There's another biblical name. It really is biblical, everybody, right? I mean, it's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. Babylon, Nineveh. Maybe we'll just put this is the land of Shinar or something, you know? But the thing is, it's amazing, right? How this all, I mean, you think if, for the people who kind of aren't really in a place to, you know, think that there's something more, I would think that they would, this would do it far as looking things up and understanding. Look at all the terrible weather things that are going on across the world. We just had that big earthquake now in Taiwan. And because I want to go back to 2017, because also besides this Nineveh, then we have Salem. Salem, you know, that was in 2017, which is, I believe that was the Aleph, and this is the Tav. Okay, so, you know, you've got, you know, in case you don't know, there's people don't know, Jerusalem is really Salem, everybody, okay? That was in the Bible, you know, back then, that's what it was called, okay? So you can go look that up right there in Genesis 14, 18 through 19, okay? And Psalm 76, 2, okay? You know, and then it went through all these cities in 2017, and I mean, here we go again, right? You just can't... I mean, I'm amazed, you know, how some people, I mean, I guess the comet could fall on your head and you wouldn't get it. I don't know, you know, but I mean, talking about getting a message here, getting a message. Yeah. Okay. It's unbelievable. Okay. It is. It's, I mean, what do you even say? You know, people can talk to death about all of this stuff. Now, this is something extremely interesting, but that at the same time, and this is coming, you know, people are talking about the devil's comet, which, of course, but also this, Tecumseh comet also, okay? This is another thing, everybody, amazing, Black Sun prophecy and the New Madrid earthquakes, okay? Now, back in 1811... a bright comet appeared in the skies and was visible to the naked eye for 260 days across the United States. Tecumseh's comet was also called Napoleon's comet by the Europeans, but he was an Indian chief. We have roads in America named after him. So, but this is amazing in 1811, but they had these huge earthquakes. I mean, you know, and of course everybody's talking about this new, you know, the Madrid earthquakes that goes through the center of the United States or, you know, towards that. And all of this, I mean, it's amazing. Right? And then, of course, prior to that, it was witnessed during the reign of Pharaoh Ramses in, 3065? I mean, you know, I think something's, you know, and then, of course, we've got these Egyptian names that, you know, goes back to Babylon, you know, it goes back to, I mean, there's different, you know, I didn't want to go into a long thing because I'm sure you've probably watched maybe things on it, but you know, this is, you know, I've noticed a lot of people haven't really talked about this though. This goes with it. That makes it even more, takes it up to the next notch, as far as I'm concerned. You know, who knows what's going to go on? This is my feeling on this. This is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. Tip of the ice horns, maybe, or whatever you want to say. But, you know, this was huge back then in 1811 with all of the earthquakes that went on. But, you know, the whole thing is we know this planetary X system also is causing a lot of these earthquakes. But, you know, when you've got, think about that, when you've got the system out, what's going around the sun, I mean, like I said, if you're not familiar, go watch the playlist I have if you want to get up to speed on that. But then you've got all of this as well. I mean, you know, it's crazy, right? Because, you know, back in 1811, 12, okay? So this shows you, you know, they had all these earthquakes, changed the course of the Mississippi River, created a lake in Tennessee. And then it rang church bells as far away as Boston, Massachusetts. Such a strong earthquake, you know. It's, yeah, they said it was estimated magnitudes as high as 8.1 back then. I mean, that's huge. You know, and, you know, we've seen that now. Look at in Taiwan. That was a big earthquake. Amazing, you know, some of the buildings they built though that withstood that, right? How they were swaying. He saw the water falling way over the side of the buildings, you know. But this is like, as you put these two things together, okay? Now, they think about all these states where they're telling you, oh, stock up. And then you think, what's that all about, right? But, you know, of course you can't stop people from traveling. I'm just saying of all the things, you know, you get, they're having a lot of traffic in some of these states. But this is why I put this in, because, you know, a lot of people are just talking about the devil's come and all that, which, of course. But add this into it with Tecumseh, you know. It's just unbelievable, really. I mean, who knows if there, you know, hopefully there's not a problem. But all I can say is this. It definitely is a sign of things to come. It's a warning, you know. I mean, whoever doesn't think so, well, I mean, we've been warned. The whole earth is in an upheaval, okay? I believe from all of this, you know, evil that's going on in the world. But, you know, like I told you, this X system came around. That was during the time of Noah's flood. And, you know, other cultures have that listed in their historical records as well. You know, every culture has the flood situation, but, you know, we've got this. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, people say, well, I haven't heard about that with Tecumseh. Well, hey, you know, they're too busy teaching young people about things they don't need to know about, right? And, you know, we shouldn't know about all of these things, right? So many things that they do not teach. But now we have international, you know, what, Transgender Day? What? I mean, you know. Well, I think that this sign came just in time, as far as I'm concerned, right? I think so. And, you know, let me throw this in about, because people, you know, about the chemtrailing, you know, which really does interfere with viewing of anything. I mean, we're seeing all this craziness in the sky. Can you imagine if there were no chemtrailing? That's why they do it, everybody, to hide a lot of things. But, you know, mostly barium and aluminum, which, in case you're not familiar, is Baal. And that's what all the kooks worship, the sickos, okay? Amongst many other deities, and, you know, there's many names. You know, two people are talking about CERN, which, you know, that's the Shiva, okay? But, it, you know, this all goes together. You know, the more evil, the better. That's how they think. Well, their evil is as big as this, as big as this devil's comet. You know, it's terrible, right? But it's just unbelievable what is going on. I mean, of course, I do think, you know, a lot of people are, you know, but it's mainly the people who are aware, like those of you, the listeners, or, you know, people. I think there's recently a lot of people who are getting nervous about things. I mean, you know, whether you think it's the economy or what, of course, the economy is not good either. That's just, that alone should shake people up, right? I mean, this is not just something like, you know, I love when people say, well, it was like the Great Depression. Well, guess what? In the Great Depression? Yeah, but America made a lot of their own products back then. We didn't really have to rely on other countries. I mean, think about almost everything you buy comes from somewhere else, right? Which is ridiculous because we made such great appliances, all kinds of things, right? But now we've got the shipping problems, right? We've got the Panama Canal that's, you know, things are drying up. We've got, you know, these, with this bridge now where a lot of goods and services come through in Maryland, right? Okay. Then they had some barge run into something. Where was that? In Oklahoma or somewhere? that they didn't really talk about. But, you know, because the bridge, I mean, thank goodness they did, the bridge didn't fall down. But it ran into the thing. I mean, that's rare when, you know, things like that run into these big bridges. So, you know, do you think perhaps somebody's hacking into the mainframe of their computers on these, you know, most of these ships are run on computer, just like the cruise ships. And, you know, like I said, they have great, you know, with the weather, but then we see also that with some of the cruise ships where all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you're not paying attention, I keep kind of abreast of that, where there's been so many cruises where they've had to, like, go back to port, or, you know, so all of a sudden, the terrible weather. Well, that's also in those links I have with the Planetary X system, that the weather just changes so drastically, so quickly. That's part of this whole thing, everybody, that they don't even have to, it doesn't even show up on the radars and things like that. It's unbelievable. And, you know, there was that one video where they were all out on deck and the people couldn't even get in fast enough. Luckily, they didn't fly off the ship, but they were in port. But there's so many instances of, you know, terrible weather. But then also think about this. I mean, how, you know, with this thing, with this thing in Maryland, you know, I mean, you know, people, it's amazing to me that there are people that keep, at this point, if you're just first of all, you shouldn't be watching the propaganda news anyway. Yeah, people say, well, they mentioned it. Of course, they're going to have to mention it. But do you really think that you're going to get the truth? I mean, anybody who thinks that there's not something to that, okay, whatever. Oh, it's just an accident. Really? Oh, I don't know. No, it's amazing. It really is. Everything's an accident, right? Okay. From all the way back to 9/11. Yeah, sure. And many other things. Many other things that you should know about. You know, we all have, you know, I have tons of videos on all of these things. You know, it's really sad, everybody. But, you know, I hope all these people are safe that are going to go out, you know. I'm saying the ones that are going to travel, there's tons of people traveling to all of these states. I think, you know, that's why they've come out and said, you know, they're going to have police presence, all that. But, you know, hey, you got to use your comments. I don't know where people's common sense went to. I really don't. And prepare your house, which we've been saying for years, and you should be. I just want to throw this back in there. Yeah, prepare, prepare, prepare. Whatever you think, it's definitely a sign. And yeah, I hope you're going to have a good day, everybody. A good weekend. And what's coming up, we'll see. And I'll talk to you later.
Holy Moses on the mountain. and doors.